Thank you very much, the moderator, and very good morning to everyone. Sawadika. My name is Wim from Office of the Consumer Protection Board of Thailand. Today, I'd like to thank Angta to inviting me to be speak here, and I would like to share experience on how we manage the platform to help our people, how we improve our consumer protection system to serve our people. First of all, I'd like to explain about my office. My office is established under the Consumer Protection Act since 1979. It's too long time. But we have to improve our system from time to time. First, we think that nowadays there are many online purchasing and it make the problem for our people. So we create the online system, online dispute resolution system that we call Thai ODR system. It happens around 2019, but it's not good when we kickstart. So we try to improve it. We invite Angtat to support us, and they try to use the blockchain to help us collect all of the data and share the data to our stakeholder, including business person and NGO who help people in the other hands, and for our consumers and for our network in the university. The ODR network, we have 6 steps in this network. First, we receive the complaint by online. We allow people, not only Thai, but include foreigner to make the complaint, file the complaint. But before you file the complaint, you have to register by passport number or ID number. And when we receive it, we are the hub of Thailand who received the complaint on consumer protection. When we receive it, we will send to, we call the screen unit who will read all of the text and screen. If it's under our authority, we will do it. But if not, we will send, we will collect all of the data and forward to the other agency who has the power to do in this case. We have the related agency under our MOU. It's amount of 22 agencies, just like the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, Department of Land, Department of Insurance, just like that. We work together. But in the first step, we have some problem that the Department of Land cannot manage everything online. So we try to develop from time to time. And the next step, it's the dispute resolution. As you know, when we receive the complaint, we collect the data and we try to help people by set up like the online mediation. It's free of charge. And we invite 2 parties, business person and consumers, to come up, join this system. And we are the mediator. We have only 40 competent officials who will be the mediator. We work every day and 3 cats a day for 1 official. It's too hard. We work very hard. And if the official cannot deal the cats, we set up like the subcommittee on mediation to help our official to clear the difficult case. The subcommittee will set up like a meeting of the mediation only 2 times. If 2 times we cannot deal the case, we will collect all of the data and send to the other subcommittee with high level. We call the subcommittee on scrutinization, who will screen all of the data and facts, and they will decide to sue instead of people or not. If they screen and they realize that it's the mistake of business person, they will decide to prosecute instead of the people, free of charge also. But if not, they will terminate the case and tell the people to go to the court. We have the consumer court, to go to the consumer court by themselves and free of charge also. So we have 2 ways to terminate the case. And the next step is the 3rd step that we call lawsuit agreement making. After we make the mediation and we can deal the case, so we have to make like the lawsuit agreement and we invite 2 parties to come up, but only online, because we want to save the time and save the cost for traveling to our office. Our office located too far from the downtown, so we don't want them to pay anymore. They can sign online and make the online agreement. And then it's finished. the mediation process, and after people get money back, they will terminate the case by online. And the next step is the fourth step, follow up the progress. It's, we made it to support our people who want to know the status of each case. They only register in the same code and then the same password and check the progress of the case. And the next is step five, manage the appointment. If they want to send us more document or more evidence, they can register again and attach any file that they need, or they can make the appointment with the competent official if they want to talk more about their case. And the last is step six, surveillance with their statistic. It's just like you can log in and search some of business that you want to make the contract with, but you don't want to make a risk. You want to check before you make the contract. So we will show all of the company that we prosecute previously. So it can help you to avoid some mistake with the business. But after we launched the ODR system, we found that some problem happened because some of businesses don't want to join in this ODR system. As you know, it's voluntary system that we have to persuade the business person to join and to come up in the mediation, but some deny. And you know, Thai people always buy something from the shop in Facebook that they do not register anything with the government. So it's too hard to follow them, too hard to invite them to join. Now our problem is how to raise the awareness for our people to realize that please buy something from the registered company. It's too easy if you have a problem. Okay, thank you very much for the first question.